You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Spring might be around the corner, but it's not here yet. And if you're a local foodie, you're probably running low on ideas for parsnips, potatoes, and onions. But our next guest says that from a nutritional and economic standpoint, winter is soup season, and it can be one of the most rewarding times of the year for cooks.
For this week's Food Friday, Michael and Jean Muckian will give us some inspiration on cooking restorative veggie soups to help brace us against winter's chill. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite soup to make this time of year? What's your favorite way to use up some what's in the crisper, the root cellar, the storage bin, and make a good winter soup? What questions do you have about making a great soup? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Post on the Central Time Facebook page. Find a recipe there. Michael and Jean Muckian together have reviewed restaurants in the Milwaukee and Madison area for 30 years. Michael recently had a piece in the Wisconsin Gazette on soup. Michael, Jean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, sure. We're glad to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, Michael, you wrote this piece on soup. I understand you actually work together on things you write, even if it's just in one byline or the other. But, Michael, why'd you tackle soup?
Well, we consume an awful lot of soup here. We belong to a CSA, and so we have a lot of vegetables at our disposal and some rather unusual ones that we don't quite know what to do with. So Gene turns it into a very tasty, very healthy soup. And we have soup 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a week sometimes.
Wow.
Every day, just about, yeah.
And Gina, are you like me? You've got the vegetables, you don't know what to do with them. When in doubt, make soup out of it?
Yes, it's something that I inherited from my father, who did the exact same thing. Whatever was there went into a pot and became soup.
And this, we're not the first people to make soup, Michael. This has been around a long time. Give us a little of the origins of soup.
Well, I wasn't there, of course, but research indicates that soup residue, I guess, for lack of a better word, has been found in clay vessels dating back about 20 or more thousand years.
Wow.
About the time when early mankind moved from using animal skin bags to store food to firmer clay vessels that they then could boil water in and cook the vegetables in. So it's probably the longest standing type of food that's ever been created that's still around today.
Now, Gene, we mentioned we'll cook with any darn vegetable when it comes to soup, but what are your favorites? What are the ones you're really looking forward to making when you've got that vegetable, making into a good soup?
I usually will look at recipes for ideas. Mm-hmm. And there are times when we get things that I don't really know how to use, like, for example, the watermelon radishes or the beauty heart radishes. I don't know if you're familiar with those. They're delicious, but they're, what do I do with them? So I may go and search something online, or I may look. We have a food dictionary. We have various recipe books and food resources, and I will look in there and see, like, well, what could I use this for? And so whatever it is, probably the one that is the most versatile is a chicken soup that, you know, we start with chicken, but then anything, really, literally anything, like a stone soup, you know? We start with a stone and everything else, everybody brings something to the pot.
Yeah, whatever's in the crisper drawer.
yeah, pretty much. Whatever's in the crisper drawer that we think would be good.
Well, I'm going to get cooking now. One of the recipes you sent our way, actually, black bean and pumpkin soup. We've got that linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Last I checked, it was called Access Denied Soup, but the link does work if you're going there to look for it. We're trying to fix that. But anyway, you gave this black bean and pumpkin soup. A lot of people think pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin in soup. Gene, talk us through this recipe a little, will you?
Well, what the pumpkin does is it provides somewhat of it's a mild flavor. Pumpkin isn't really an overpowering flavor anyway. So it's a mild flavor, but what it really does is give the soup a very creamy base without using cream. So, for example, you know, if you're vegan, for example, you can get a creamy flavor just by adding the pumpkin, the pureed pumpkin. And consequently, it's a filling soup. You have the black beans, tomatoes, pumpkin. It will hold you over if you have a nice rustic type of bread. You know, it makes a wonderful meal. But the pumpkin, what the pumpkin I found that did, because initially I was a little skeptical as well, and I found that it just provides a wonderful creamy base for the soup.
And Mike, what kind of spices, what kind of flavor profile are we putting in with our pumpkin and black beans here?
Well, that's a good question. I guess you don't want it to lean toward the pumpkin pie side. Mm-hmm. That's right, isn't it, honey?
Yes, you don't want, of course, yeah. You don't want it to be like pumpkin pie.
Well, I would think I could do, since with black beans and, you know, pumpkins and New World food, I would think maybe some Mexican or Southwestern
right.
spices.
Something you can, depending on if you want it spicy, cumin is always good if you want that kind of a Mexican food feel. You can put in red pepper flakes, you know, maybe a little garlic. I tend to be very frugal with my garlic because I have made soup and have put in perhaps 2 or 3 cloves of garlic and have regretted it because the garlic becomes so overpowering. But if you want, with the black beans, I found cumin goes really well, and then a little red pepper flakes.
And I like to use fresh pumpkin. I often in the fall cook a bunch down and then freeze it. Could I sub in fresh pumpkin for the canned pumpkin in this recipe, Jean?
Oh, sure, definitely.
We're talking to Mike and Jean Muckian about cooking restorative soups through the winter, maybe using up the last things in our larder for the winter. You can join in, by the way, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What kind of soups do you like to make this time of year? You can also share your thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page. Find that recipe for black bean and pumpkin soup. Let's talk potatoes a little bit. Mike, what are some of your favorite ways to eat potatoes in a soup?
Eat potatoes in a soup. That's a real good question. Obviously, the smaller the better, the slices or the dices. That would be the way I would go. Potatoes can be a little too filling if you're not careful with them. And I think you need to balance them somewhat gingerly, even more so than some of the other ingredients, simply because they can be filling and bulky. So I would go for smaller cuts.
And Jean, another recipe you had mentioned, I think, was a rustic potato leek soup. But what is it about? I mean, you always hear potato and leek. What is it about those two that work so well together?
You know, I don't know, but the flavors are, they just meld perfectly together. When I was a child, my mother used to make her homemade potato soup that she would either add onion or leek to, and she would start the, she would boil the potatoes and the leeks with caraway. And then when the potato, and she cut the potatoes small, as Mike had suggested, and the leeks in the circles, you know, the just slices of leeks. And then she made a roux that she would then add to the soup. So the roux, of course, would thicken the broth up, and it was delicious. But I don't know if because, you know, leeks and potatoes are root vegetables or just the makeup, but they really enhance, each one complements, enhances the flavor. So it's definitely, they're better together than they are apart, you know, so they are very, very flavorful together.
Let's bring in a caller now. We've got Joe on the line in Green Bay. Joe, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Joe?
Well, I was interested, it kind of caught my ear about the black bean and pumpkin soup, and your guests were speaking about different spices to go in that. I, for years, have made a curried pumpkin soup with red curry that has always been good. I was kind of interested in that black bean with it. I'd not heard of that combination before.
Joe, and let me just ask you, do you use just you buy a jar of curry paste that you mix in?
I use curry powder.
Powder, okay. Absolutely. Joe, thanks a lot. And that's another curry and pumpkin do taste pretty good together. Maybe I'd sub in chickpeas or something like that, Jean.
Yeah. Sounds very good.
Joe, thanks for that suggestion. And Mike, I wanted to get back to your article a bit. The origins of soup we talked about a bit earlier. The origin of the name soup and restaurant, by the way, speak to this idea of the restorative aspects of soup that we've been talking about. Can you talk about that a little?
Sure. first of all, there's some discussion of where the name soup came from. And one of the popular assumptions is that since the early soups were made from boiled grain and poured over bread, the bread then sopped up the mixture, and that word sop evolved into soup. Hmm. In terms of restaurants and its connection to soup, in 18th century France, street vendors sold highly concentrated variety of soups to the locals that they called restoratifs, from which the word restaurant is drawn. Because of the healthy nature of the soup, it was a restoring kind of food and helping them be healthy at a time when many of them weren't very healthy. And so that sort of migrated into the whole concept of popular places to eat outside the home, which became restaurants based on restoratifs, the word.
So the restaurant is a restaurant, kind of, by giving you this soup. Well, you mentioned that you eat soup multiple times a week, Mike. Do you feel that restorative power? Does it help you get through the winter?
It's very filling. It's very healthy. It's very moderate in calories. We do a lot of veggie soups. We had one today that was a kale and bean soup and had some carrots and onions and other things in it. And that was very filling. And, you know, the kale is very healthy for you. When we can, we get organics, and we get a lot of those from our CSAs. So to answer your health question, yeah, I think so. I think it's been very healthy and very filling, as I said. And it's easy to make. It's not expensive, and it's very convenient. And we're actually going to go from kale soup for lunch to a seafood chowder tonight, so we're kind of stuck in the same theme.
We are in soup heaven, yes.
And before we let you go, Jean, what is the next soup you're planning to make?
Well, as Mike said, I'm making seafood chowder for dinner tonight. I have several family members who have had different surgeries in the last month, and so I'm making a big pot of chicken soup to take to them, because there has been some research done that homemade chicken soup actually does have restorative powers, and so I think my ailing family members would benefit from some homemade chicken soup.
Well, I hope that really does help them out. Jean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Mike, thanks to you as well.
Oh, glad to be here.
We've been talking to Michael and Jean Muckian. They've reviewed restaurants in the Milwaukee and Madison areas for about 30 years. Michael had a piece in the Wisconsin Gazette on soups, and we've got a link to a recipe on the Central Time Facebook page.